Reuben Levy, for learning the book Gan HaShalom, The Garden of Peace, Mar Shalom Aleph. We are on page 112 in the Hebrew version. Today, Bezrat Hashem, we're going to learn a little bit of Zohar. Mar Shalom writes, the Sefer Zohar, in the book of the Zohar, it explains well the obligation for a husband to give honor to his wife, and to give her sole control over the house. To give his wife sole control over the house. What does that mean? It means that the wife is in charge. At home, the wife is in charge. In the home, what she wants goes. A man is not allowed to contradict his wife in the home. It's her domain. She is the boss. Bless you. Well, how bot b'diboeya hava, and how a husband needs to increase his words of love, the kavod le'ishto, and respect for his wife. And this is the language of the Zohar that we're going to bring now, and its translation next week. So, what does it say? So, I'm going to read this as it's written here. Bekadmita. That means betchilat katov. At the beginning it's written. V'yavia el hada. Right, the pasuk says that that Hashem brought her to the man. And he's talking about Chava. When Hashem created Eve, Chava, he brought her to the man. Right? Mikan anu lomdim ech hadam va'em. Sorry, echa va'em suichim litnaheg im akala. Here we learn how a father and a mother should behave, should act with a kala, with a bride. Right? They should bring the bride to the man. That's why at a wedding, what you see is that the man waits under the chuppah, stands around biting his nails and trying not to look nervous, right? And whilst the woman comes down the aisle, brought usually by the mother and father on either side, bringing the wife to the man. Why do we do that? I don't know, just that's the way it's done. No, because it says here in the Torah, the Yavir El Adam, that they brought the Chava to Adam. So we do the same thing. That's why we do it in the wedding. Because the father and mother need to bring the bride to the chuppah. To fix for her, to give her jewelry, adornment, and to bring her to the room at the chuppah. And after that, the husband can come to her and to be together with her. V'chol beita dilahu. Kol ika han hayagat habayit hi ayada. The Zohar then says, and this is the key thing to what we're learning now, kol ika han hayagat habayit, all the main ika, the main root, the main thing of how the house is run, is through her hand. Right? That the Zohar is describing the marriage process. First of all, the parents bring the wife to the man. Then the man can be with his wife. And then the wife has control over the house. But he told Rishut Bina. But who tzarechli told Rishut Mimena lavo elecha. And he needs to have permission from her to come to her. Right? A man cannot be with his wife without permission of his wife. Right? Important as Zohar. The Alda it Alna. And on this we explained, it's written, Mashikatubetsa Yaakov Avinu, that which is written regarding Yaakov Avinu. Vayipaga b'makom v'yalan sham. The natil, that he came across the place and he slept there. Right, that's the famous story of Yaakov when he has his dream with the ladder. Right, he puts the rock under his head, etc. The natil roshu b'kadmita. What does it mean? The Zohar explains, Shelachach mimena tachila roshut labo elecha. That v'chalkach v'yalanshem. We learn from that pasuk that he first asked permission to come to it, and then he lay there. He can olifna demand the mitchaber beintunate. He can lamadnu ki misha what said itchaber bishtor. Here we learn that a person who wants to be together with his wife. We learn that a man needs to ask permission and to make her happy with his words. The ilav lo yavi legaba, and if not, lo yalin etzla. He's not allowed to lay there. Begin dehi dihei ruta delahon kachada dila anisu. In order that their ratzon, their desire, their wish to be together is one, they're unified in that wish, without any forcing. Right? So what's he bringing? He's bringing here the Zohar about how a person needs to be with his wife. Only through permission and only through making her happy that she wants to be with him. That's the only permissible way in Jewish law. And he looked really but tough. Well, in Anu b'divrei Zohar, we see here in the words of the Zohar, shemishu wotse litchaber mishtom, that a person who wants to be with his wife, chayav l'shaber chota, he needs to praise her, v'levakesh reshut mimena, and to request permission from her, v'im lo osechem, if he doesn't do this, asur lo lishon ima, it's forbidden for him to sleep with her. Mikan yomad kol adam, therefore every person should learn from here. She'asur lo leitchaten im eino batuach ba'atzmo she'yeda letet lishto machmaot l'shebeach otah. Therefore, you can learn a rule from here, Rabbi says, that it's forbidden for a person to get married if he's not certain in himself that he knows how to give to his wife compliments and to praise her. Shereim lo yadelach mila, because if he doesn't know how to compliment her, who lo yuchol litchabeima, he cannot be with her, cannot be together with her. What's he saying? No point getting married if you can't do that. Because if you can't do that, you're not allowed to asur to be with your wife. Because you're only allowed to be with your wife after you've made her feel good and given her compliments, and she wants to be with you. She actually really wants. She's not forced. She has no choice. And the only way that's going to happen correctly is if the husband praises his wife, compliments her, makes her feel good. And if you can't do that, then don't get married. Od muvan b'divrei ha-Zohar. It's also brought in the words of the Zohar. Sha'isha hi ikar ha-bayit, that the wife is the ikar, the main thing in the house. V'lan hamem shalah, and hers is the control. She governs the house. And that's also what it says in the following piece of Zohar. In the following verse of the Torah. Yaakov took from the stones of that place and he put them under his head. What does that mean? We can, from here we learn, even if the king has a bed of gold, and he has regal garments to lie down in, he has pajamas laced with gold and silver and diamonds, right, in his bedclothes. ומתרונית תקין לי על סם ומתקן באבנים. והמלכה תכין למיטה מתוקנת באבנים. And the queen prepares for him a bed made of stones. ישפוט לי ויבית במד יהי תתקין. תתקין. צריך לעזור את ביתתו ביתת זהב וילים במה שהיא הכינה. He needs to leave his bed of gold and to sleep in the one that she prepared for him. Because it says, וישקף במקום ההוא, because it says, and he slept over there. היינו שלם במיטה של אבנים. And he slept in the bed of stones. What's he saying? Saying this passage that Yaakov slept over there when he had the dream of the ladder, this teaches you all about a man being with his wife. Right? The Zohar explains that over there, although in the passage is just saying he went, he got tired, he had a sleep, he had a dream, and that's what we learn in the Peshat. So, the Zohar is bringing the Kabbalah that's underneath the Peshat. And the Kabbalah that's underneath that is that Pasuk is talking about how a man should be with his wife. And one of the things we just learn a few different things. But one of the things he's learning is, even if your wife makes you a bed of stones, you lie down there. What does that mean? What's he trying to teach me? He's trying to teach me here that the wife is in charge of the house. Right? Whatever the wife wants, however she wants to run the house, that's fine. She wants to make pasta again for the fortnight on the run. That's good. I'm going to eat it, and I'm not going to complain. If she wants to buy a new toaster oven, yoffi, that's also good. She's in charge of the house. She wants to paint the walls orange and pink with blue spots. Wonderful. It's her house. I'm lucky that she lets me come and stay. Here we learn even more so the power of the governance of a wife over the home. Because in whichever way she acts towards her husband, it's upon him to be happy with it. Even if she says to him on Erev Pesach, don't sleep in that room, etc. Yishmala, he needs to listen to her. I'm not quite sure what the relevance there in Pesach is.
Cleaning.
Huh?
They said cleaning.
Oh, she said don't sleep over there, do you want to clean it? Your feet? Okay, could be. V'kach haya omer harav hirsh leib. And this is what the Rav Hirsh Leib Zatzal said, B'shem Rabot, in the name of his rabbi, Rabbi Avraham Sternhartz. Zatzal. Kasher bal bal leveto, when a husband comes home, alav ladat, is upon him to know, he should know, she'ishto hi hakatsin, she's the general, v'hu achayal ha-pashut, and he's just a simple soldier. U'kumo kol chayal pashut, and like every simple soldier, alav lishamer l'chol p'kudah, he needs to listen to every instruction, to every instruction of his wife, without any argument. Right? Not allowed to argue with the general that actually I disagree. I don't think the toilet needs to be cleaned right now, sir. No, you go and do it. But kamoshi yachol liot shachayel apashot hu b'chayav hezrachim adam maskil. Even though he continues the analogy, even though it might be that in his life, right, it could be that this simple soldier is actually a citizen. The simple soldier is actually a person who is a very wise man. Right, he happens to be a simple soldier in the army when he's not in the army, he's head of Microsoft. Whatever, he's head of a big, you know, he's a right, very wise man, but he's now a simple soldier. And this general that's in control of him, he, with great difficulty, just about knows how to read and write. But he got to the level of general, he was a career officer, and he went through the ranks, and he's now general. He doesn't know nothing. But a soldier is a Man is a genius. Even so, it's upon him, he's got an obligation to carry out the instructions of the general with alacrity, right? Without arguing. Kach ala ba'al, so too with a husband. Ishkoach b'voa le'beito et ma'olatam medurata. So too a husband needs to forget when he gets home to his house, or his own greatness, his own wisdom, right? He could be the Rebbe, he could be the Rosh Yeshiva. He's the Rosh Yeshiva, and he's married to a simple woman who doesn't know much. He's got to throw all that away and go with whatever his wife says. Yes, you don't like that one.
No, the woman is a simple woman.
No, in this mashal, yeah. Why? She said, if she's simple and you're a genius, doesn't matter. Can be.
Reflection.
No, not her reflection.
So high,
midot a reflection, but not the knowledge. If you're a very wise man, you marry a very simple learner who never learned to read and write. Could happen.
Wise man.
Yeah.
A wise woman.
Not always. It doesn't have to be. No, real today. If you're a very smart man and you decide to marry a woman who's very simple, she never went to school, she never learned, she stayed at home and helped her mother in the house. So you married a very simple woman, but you're a very wise person. What's the difference?
Men's only to house to
learn. Okay. I don't understand the question. It's not
Torah knowledge.
Yeah, it has a different knowledge. She doesn't have any Torah knowledge. If you're now a Rebbe and you marry a Baalat Teshuva, right? She's just right. She has not much knowledge. Can be. Why can't it be? Okay, he's giving the example that even if a person that. What we're dealing with is we're dealing with husbands who come home.
The woman's the reflection of men.
Nachon, but she's not a reflection of everything.
Close to Hashem.
But not of everything. Not of everything. No. So, for example, if I can play tennis, doesn't mean that my wife can play tennis. So, it's not a reflection. It's not. But wisdom is a talent, is a gift. It's not something that's.
So, we don't talk for talk.
Yeah, here we're talking about he's a Baal Kohot. He's got very strong talents. He's a manager of a big organization. He's whatever, and she doesn't really know. She can't do. So even in that situation, the husband needs to, like the soldier, just needs to listen to his wife, whatever she says. Afilu im michutz leveito huara makal. Or Rosh Hashanah, even if outside the home he's the head general in the army, or he's the head of the government, he's the prime minister, Yishma B'kolai, he used to listen to his wife, B'li Shum B'kuach, without any arguments. Right? And that's one of the Yetzer Haras that a man has, that I think I know what I'm talking about. My wife doesn't know so much. My Yetzer Hara tells me, you know what? Mostly your wife's right. Should listen to her because she knows what she's talking about. But over here, she doesn't know. Over here, you know better. And the Yetzer Hara is going to look for any way to destroy your shalom bayit. One of the ways he's going to do that is by saying that you know better. You know better, and that's not. You might know better, but it doesn't matter. It's not right. Like we learned, interestingly, I don't know why I just thought of this, but like we learned, we were talking about the other day in our Gemara class. Doesn't matter what the law is, you have to go by the rules. Right? There's a famous story in the Gemara where Rabbi Yishmael is arguing with the Rabbanan. And Rabbi Yishmael brings lots of proofs that he's correct. And the rabbis disagree and say, no, we don't agree with you. And a backhoe comes out of Shemayim and says, Rabbi Yishmael's correct. And Rabbanan says, no, says we don't listen to backhoe. Right? We go with the majority, and the majority said you're wrong. So you're wrong. So even here too, even though I think I'm right, and maybe I am right, like technically speaking, like my wife decides, you know what, it's good for us to buy this toaster oven from that shop, and I've seen it cheaper elsewhere. 100%, I'm right. It's clear. It's not even a. I am right. Doesn't matter. I have to go with the rule. So even though Rabbi Ishmael was right in the Gemara, and you should have gone with him, that's right. No, there's a rule. The rule is we follow the majority, and so too here. Even if I do know better, I still have to follow my wife, because why? Because that's what God wants. God doesn't want things to be right. He wants things to be in accordance with what He wants, His will. I have to do His will. I don't try and do what's right. I do what does God want for me now. Right? There's always situations in life that don't fall within the shulchan aruch. Either or they do, and I don't know what the law is. Right? Right now, I have no clue what the law is. Am I allowed to do this? And maybe there's a law in shulchan aruch that tells me whether or not I'm allowed to do it. And many other situations where there's no law. Right? Friends invite me over to their party, and I know the party is going to be a little bit, there's going to be women there that's not going to be dressed so nice, so appropriately, there's going to be discussion about politics, stuff that's not in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk really about if you're at a party and they're talking politics or they've got the TV on in the background, right? It's not in there. So I need to know what to do. So my job is not to do what is right. Because what is right is I'm going to come up with weird and wacky explanations for why I think this is right. My job is to do what Hashem wants. What does Hashem want for me right now? What does Hashem, not what's right. Because I've got what I think is right, you've got what you think is right, depends on how you were brought up, depends on who your friends are, depends on who your mum was, what she taught you, and she told you you can never reject an invitation at top. And I'm going to go with what I think is right. I have to go with what Hashem wants. What does Hashem want from me now? It might not be what is right. I might have to go against everything. I might have to turn, right? What is right now is to, they invited us, we have to go. Why? Well, we should go. That's the right thing to do. And actually, Hashem doesn't want me to go at all. And it's going to cause a big mess. Right? They're not going to speak, they're going to get upset. Right? But that's what Hashem wants from me right now. Hashem wants me not to go. And I know that's what Hashem wants. I have to follow what Hashem wants, not what the right thing to do is. Right? And here's one of this book is full of having to put Hashem above what I think, what is right. Like what today's age teaches me is right, you're not going to find anywhere in this book. This goes against almost everything. The woman has equal... this, you're equal there, there. No, all the principles of marriage, all the principles of, right, they have to get thrown out the window. Why? Because it's not what Hashem wants. Hashem wants something completely different. Hashem has a completely different understanding and desire for marriage than the modern world. So if you go with the modern world, then it's right to do, act like this. But we don't do what's right. We do what Hashem wants. And it's very hard for us to drop our desire to fit in. Our desire to fit in with the rest of the world. Ezrat Hashem, we should consider that, and Hashem should open our eyes to always do what He wants, not what He invites. Amen.